It's Morning Line, and we've got our community coming into the studio. Black Violin, Will, and Nat have joined us to chat about the upcoming performances. Thanks a lot for braving the streets and getting here early. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us,
yeah.
So Black Violin is touring. They are on tour. You two are the band. There's more, though.
There's more than just
a couple of people with some fiddles.
Yeah, there's
so
more.
Tell us a little about what's going on for the shows that are coming up this week.
A lot's going on. We have two shows, like you just mentioned, the Thursday and Friday, 7:30 at the Atwood Concert Hall. And I'm Will Baptiste. Got the drummer here, Nat Stokes. Hey, Nat Stokes.
Good morning, Anchorage.
But, the percussionist, yes.
Yeah, the percussionist.
Something we always think of when we think of violin is, oh, yeah, a percussionist goes along with that.
Exactly. So that's just to show you, you don't know what to expect at a Black Violin concert. Just, you know, if you think you know what is going to happen, then you're slightly mistaken. But that's the fun about it, right? It's just like going to a concert and just being blown away by something I've never seen or experienced before, you know.
You know, it seems like over the last 15 years, 10, 20 years, some of the more traditional classical instruments have been integrating into lots of different styles of music. I see cello more and more,
right?
With some roots kind of bands. I'm seeing fiddle show up more and more, even with some rock acts. Dave Matthews has brought it in for years. Yeah. But you've taken it just a little bit extra. You've
further,
kind of added a couple of really more unique sounds, which are a bit more on the, I was going to say synthesized, but that's just completely wrong. But you're spinning records along with playing fiddle, and that is a little bit on the unique side.
Right. It's hip-hop, classical, you know, and I mean, those two worlds seem very, very different, and they are very, very different, you know, but in the core of it, they're similar at the same time, you know what I mean? When you think of just the conception of it, you got, in hip-hop, you got the producer, you got the DJ, right? And in classical, you got the composer, which is kind of like the producer, you know? So, I mean, so there are similarities for sure, but we definitely took it to another level because when you think of classical music, you think of, you know, kids always think of classical music as ballerina music or elevator music, you know, just really soft. And we bring this style of, which is hip-hop, is aggressive, can be aggressive, into this, you know, sort to be kind of like smooth and melodic type. So we bring these two worlds together, and the way we do it, we marry it pretty well, we think, you know.
Well, that's interesting. On my notes, I wrote the words delicate versus power.
Exactly.
And, you know, and that's just it. You don't think necessarily about a staccato kind of moment when it comes to violin. I think of a sweeping sound.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, Nat, how does percussion fit in? How much of a challenge is it to work with that?
No, it's not much of a challenge. I'm thinking, you know, I'm playing on a drum set, but I'm thinking more so percussively like an orchestra, you know, that just being that bottom. As far as, you know, you have your snare, your bass drums, your timpanis, your cymbal crashes and everything like that, and different sound effects as well that we use in accompanying the guys on the violin. So, yeah.
It's a lot easier to travel without the full symphony.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
But the cases can be just as heavy, I'm sure, for you. But you've got a bit of a lighter load to carry, the
light
fiddle.
Lighter load, but, you know, it increases every tour. You know, I travel with guitar pedals and such, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Of course. That has been the addition to the strings that are getting played today, and the strings that are getting played from yesteryear. We were talking about the fiddle travels well,
right.
The violin travels well.
Right.
When you started with the instrument, it was violin. It was classical.
Pretty much, just classical, you know. And in high school, second period, we played Mozart, Beethoven, Shostakovich, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, classical stuff. And for us, we started really just exploring the idea of doing something different with this instrument, you know what I mean? And it honestly was really trying to have fun, you know what I mean? Because classical music can be very, you know, daunting. You got to do it this way, that way. And for us, we did it to explore, to have fun, you know, and it kept us into classical. It kept us playing more. So, and it kind of morphed into this thing where it just, you know, we're touring around the world and we have a drummer, DJ on stage, and it's kind of like a rock concert, but instead of guitars, you got violins, you know. So
I understand you guys are heading up to Fairbanks as well, where the Athabascan Fiddle Festival is is getting underway very soon. So again, fiddle versus violin. Have you ever called it a fiddle?
Jokingly, I have. You know what I'm saying? Just jokingly on stage.
Well, the finer locations, it's a violin sitting on the front porch. It's a fiddle.
Right.
There's some cabins up north, so imagine maybe that's going to come into play. But you'll get to see some flavors and hear some flavors of how that Athabascan music is evolved from a fiddle that traveled up north.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a traditional Athabascan song choice, but it became one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that just goes to show how music really does evolve and take a shape of wherever it's living.
It does. I mean, it's music. You know, music
is
the language. It's the language that everybody can relate to, that anyone can understand. And I think the violin, the string instrument, is something that I've never heard anyone say, like, I can't stand the way violin sounds. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that I think everybody can listen to it and be like, God, this is beautiful. It's soothing. You know what I mean? So I think that's why a lot of different genres and a lot of different styles of music incorporated. And it hasn't been done in hip-hop the way that we've done it. So for us, we did it because we were a product of our environment. You know, we were hip-hop before we were classical. So it was just very natural for us to put the two worlds together, you know?
That's okay. That's interesting. Hip-hop first,
right?
Violin second. I was thinking almost the other way around, just because... With classical music, you tend to start at an early age, and
exactly.
So you're thinking that would be first and foremost.
But before I picked up the violin, I was listening to hip-hop, you know what I mean? I picked up the viola when I was 14, so before that, I was listening to hip-hop and reggae and whatever that was played on the radio.
That's,
you know,
next.
I mean? Yeah. So
violin
picking
and
up.
Reggae together. That's next. We're talking with Black Violin in town from the Alaska Junior Theater. They're playing at the Atwood Concert Hall on November 1st and 2nd. You can get information at about the shows by going to the Facebook page for Alaska Junior Theater, as I did, and saw all kinds of info. I also went to the Alaska Junior Theater webpage and found information on the performances. Some school performances coming up as well. And I'm really seeing a lot of touring artists do that.
Right.
And the kids, man, they respond pretty well.
Yeah.
You're having
yeah.
success with that.
Absolutely. I mean, the kids love it. I mean, the kids are just very energetic. And for them, a lot of them, this is like their first concert, you know. And they get to come and listen to music, and it's loud, and they just could... They get a moment to be unapologetic about just how they're feeling, and it's fun, man. And we inspire the kids, and we see how they transform when they see our show. You know what I mean? So it's
who else is doing what you do? Who else is maybe inspiring some challenge to your sound that you go, "Ooh, I heard that, and I kind of want to match this," even if it's not an exact match. Who do you listen to that makes you kind of say, "I'm digging that"? Let me try a little of this.
A lot of stuff I listen to are old stuff,
old
man.
Classic, yeah,
old classic stuff, you know what I mean? Because that's the stuff that really motivates me and gets me going. Obviously, the newer stuff, too, like the newer hip-hop stuff, mm-hmm. like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. But I listen to a lot of old-school Motown stuff because that stuff has strings all over it. It's definitely inspiring. But in terms of any group or artists that are kind of doing what we're doing, we're kind of an anomaly, man.
In a league of our own there, you know?
Right?
Staying on the unique side and a good place to be. Mm-hmm. Not too bad. And like I said, puts you in good theaters.
Right.
That's something that not everybody gets a chance to experience. When was the first time you guys went from doing something just that felt kind of personal and just fun, and then suddenly you're in this arena that's like, oh, what have we done?
Right.
What was that like transferring from small to large?
I think our first experience probably Apollo, being able to watch Apollo on TV. It's for those that don't know what Apollo is, basically the longest lasting competition show ever. You know what I mean? This is where American Idol got their idea,
right.
And we went there and we won. You know, we won $20,000, and it was just amazing to be able to be on that stage, playing at local clubs in Miami, and then going to this stage and having the crowd just go crazy for you. It was very different, very surreal, and it kind of really motivated us and told us oh, man, we're on the right track. We're doing something right here. Yeah.
It worked. Let's see if we can make it work again. Keep right. traveling around.
Right.
And the shows coming up are on November 1st and November 2nd. Sure appreciate you guys stopping in and saying hello.
Thank
and
you.
Helping get some folks out to the shows.
Yeah.
We dropped off, some music was dropped off to us.
Right.
We will get it into the system.
Okay.
These days it's on a stick instead of a CD. Still have this love of CDs
right.
and vinyl just because you want that album in your hand.
Right.
Is that anything that's kind of getting interesting in your musical world as far as how the technology is changing and shaping how you listen and what you play?
Yeah, it's definitely changing, you know, from Spotify to
iTunes
you know,
Apple Music, Tidal.
You know, it definitely shifted a lot. And it's funny, like CDs and the vinyls are like collectible now, you know. I go to like thrift stores and flea markets and see what I can find. But it's just the way of the world now. Things are changing. And I think it's changing for the good, I think,
yeah.
I guess. I think
always
so.
Is.
You know, so...
You just don't want it to, but it
right.
always is.
Right. You got to embrace it. And hopefully it just continues to elevate us as music lovers and musicians and artists, you know.
And people can have a takeaway of your music. Do you have a website that you'd like to share with folks so they have a takeaway?
Yes. BlackViolin.net is the website. Facebook is Black Violin Music. /Black Violin Music and Instagram, Twitter @Black Violin. So we're all over YouTube as well, Black Violin. So
check out the videos, see the shows, and thank you, Alaska Junior Theater, for bringing us more music to our community. Will and Nat, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks
we got
having
more
us.
Music coming up inside the next half hour. We'll be listening.